The following broadcast comes to you from Holy Trinity Lutheran Church of New Prague, Minnesota, from the services of Sunday, September 25th, 2016, and is sponsored by Daryl and Addie TG.
Good morning. Welcome to worship this morning. Glad to have you all with us. So we begin worship this morning with confession and forgiveness. You can find that in your bulletin and on your screen. I invite you to stand if you are able. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let's take a moment now to reflect upon our own sinfulness. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways.
To the glory of your holy name.
Amen. The mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ, was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And we sing our opening hymn. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Please be seated. And we pray together our prayer of the day. O God, rich in mercy, you look with compassion on this troubled world. Feed us with your grace, and grant us the treasure that comes only from you. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. We now have special music.
The first lesson is from Amos, the sixth chapter. Alas for those who are at ease in Zion, and for those who feel secure on Mount Samaria. Alas for those who lie on beds of ivory and lounge on their couches, and eat lambs from the flock and calves from the stall, who sing idle songs to the sound of the harp, and like David, improvise on instruments of music, who drink wine from bowls and anoint themselves with the finest oils, but are not grieved over the ruin of Joseph. Therefore they shall now be the first to go into exile, and the revelry of the loungers shall pass away. Here ends the reading. The second lesson is from 1 Timothy chapter 6. Of course, there is great gain in godliness combined with contentment, for we brought nothing into the world so that we can take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with these. But those who want to be rich fall into temptation and are trapped by many senseless and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, and in their eagerness to be rich, some have wandered away from the faith and perceived and pierced themselves with many pains. But as for you, man of God, shun all this. Pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, gentleness. Fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called and for which you made good the confession in the presence of many witnesses. In the presence of God, who gives life to all things, and of Christ Jesus, who in his testimony before Pontius Pilate made the good confession, I charge you to keep the commandment without spot or blame until the manifestation of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he will bring about at the right time. He who is the blessed and only sovereign, the King of kings and Lord of lords. It is he alone who has immortality and dwells in unapproachable light, whom no one has ever seen or can see. To him be honor and eternal dominion. Amen. As for those who in the present age are rich, command them not to be haughty or to set their hopes on the uncertainty of riches, but rather on God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. They are to do good, to be rich in good works, generous and ready to share, thus storing up for themselves the treasure of a good foundation for the future, so that they may take hold of the life that really is life. Here ends the reading.
Holy Gospel from Luke, the 16th chapter. Jesus said, "There was a rich man who was dressed in purple and fine linen, and who feasted sumptuously every day. And at his gate lay a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who longed to satisfy his hunger with what fell from the rich man's table. Even the dogs would come and lick his sores." The poor man died and was carried away by the angels to be with Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried. In Hades, where he was being tormented, he looked up and saw Abraham far away with Lazarus by his side. He called out, "Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am in agony in these flames." But Abraham said, "Child, remember that during your lifetime you received your good things, and Lazarus in like manner evil things. But now he is comforted here, and you are in agony. Besides all this, between you and us a great chasm has been fixed, so that those who might want to pass from here to you cannot do so, and no one can cross from there to us." He said, "Then, Father, I beg you to send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers and sisters, that he may warn them, so that they will not also come into this place of torment." Abram replied, "They have Moses and the prophets. They should listen to them." He said, "No, Father Abraham, but if someone goes to them from the dead, they will repent." He said to them, "If they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be convinced, even if someone rises from the dead." The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated, and I invite the children to come up.
Wow, look at look at all the great kids coming up. So, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, let's try that one more time. One more from out here. Good morning.
Good morning.
There we go. So, when you guys are with your friends, what is the most important part about being with your friends? Is it, what do you think? Having fun? Playing together, exactly. What's that? Never mind. Okay. Did you punch it? So it's having fun, it's playing together. That's what life is all about, right? So does it matter if you have the best toys or not? No? Does it matter if you have a brand new, what's the best toy right now? Football? A brand new football?
No.
No. I mean, if you have a football, you have a football, right?
The new Xbox.
Or Wii. Okay. A Darth Vader pinata. That sounds awesome. I want a Darth Vader pinata too. So this is what our lessons are teaching us this morning. It doesn't matter if we have the best brand new Xbox 17 or big football. Was that close? Yeah, close. Or big football or Darth Vader pinata or all those great things, right? What matters is that we go and we have fun with our friends, right? Okay, so that's pretty simple. That's what God wants us to have great relationships, to have fun with each other, and God isn't so worried if we have all of those perfect items and toys and everything else. Those Bibles you'll see after the sermon. Da, da, da. Okay, so put your hands together. Fold them, close your eyes, bow your heads. Dear God, thank you for the gift of friends. Amen. Grace to you and peace from God the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. So, what would you do if you only had a week to live? Would you suddenly try to, you know, cross off as many things on your bucket list as possible? Or would you, you know, gather all your friends and family together so that you could say one last goodbye? Would you try to impart some wisdom to them? Because this is a reality that we will all face at some point in time. And there are lessons that we learn as we approach death. Lessons that we don't want to learn. I remember talking to my grandpa about a month or so before he passed away. And he was frustrated at my father and his siblings, and they were having some conversations, let's say, about who got what. And my grandpa's comment was, "Ain't never seen a hearse with a hitch on it." And the point being, your possessions don't go with you. As the writer of Timothy tells us, "For we brought nothing into the world so that we can take nothing out of it." I'm sure that there would be these items of wisdom. We might even have some regrets. What would we have done? How would we have lived differently? We might not have that many regrets either. But this is part of what this lesson is helping us to see. That for too long, I think we live our lives thinking that that future reality is just that, a future reality. That it's not something that we need to worry about or concern ourselves about. And instead, we can be busy with the trappings of life and doing the things that we think we should be doing, you know, buying the things we have to buy and, you know, being involved in these things or that things or those things. And instead, we forget what life is really about. We forget that life is about enjoying this gift that God has given us. Recognizing that it is a gift. That it is not something we have earned. Again and again and again, we hear this from the Bible. We hear how our possessions are not really ours, that they are gifts from a loving God. We hear how our own love of money becomes the source of evil for us. I'm sure that these are some of the lessons, and there are many others that we would love to pass on to those loved ones before we leave the world. The problem is that we forget. We forget to realize these lessons until it's too late. We are these five brothers, and I want to say and sisters, who the rich man is talking about with Abraham. He's asking Abraham to go warn these folks, to let them know, this is what is important, people. This is what you need to do. Abraham's answer is a really pretty good one, I think. Nah, they've heard it all before. They have Moses and the prophets. They know. And then the rich man says, but if someone were to come back from the dead, that surely would be enough. And again, Abraham says, well, if they're not going to listen to Moses and the prophets, who are they going to listen to? We get so lost in our ways and our habits and what we think is important, we miss the forest for the trees. We miss what life is really about. Life is about friendships, about relationships, about love for one another. Life is about enjoying life, but not because we have the newest things or doodads. That's, well, in some ways why I wanted to talk about what I did with the kids. Because kids have it figured out. You can buy them the newest doodad, right? And they're going to love it. But 2 weeks later, it's going to be the oldest doodad, and they're going to want the new thing. That's the first thing. And the second thing is that if you go somewhere, and you forgot to bring toys, and there aren't toys at the place you end up, and there's just nothing, right? They'll still figure out how to play, won't they? They'll still figure out some way of entertaining themselves, of having fun. And yet here we are, doing, as the writer of Ecclesiastes talks about, heaping things upon things, just heaping, piling, gathering items, and missing what life is really about. The real lesson for us today is that all of our items that we own, that we have, are a gift to us. And that we are called not to keep on gathering more things, but to invest instead in our relationships with our friends and family and loved ones and with God. We are called to go out into the world and be good news for people. We are called to love one another, not because of who they are or what status they have or what things they have. We are called to make our decisions about our jobs, about where we live, not based on how much money we might earn, but upon quality of life. The real question for me, as someone who thinks deeply about this stuff, is who are we listening to? Who do we give authority to in our lives? If someone says you should do this, do you listen to them? Who are the people you are listening to who are giving you instruction? Because that's really how you find out what's important. So I encourage you to examine that. Who are you listening to? Whose advice are you taking? Are we listening to God's call for our lives, or are we worried about these other things? About having the right items, the right vocations, the right clothes, the right jewelry, the right cars, the right cabins, etc., etc., etc. Or are we focused on love and life? Have we realized that money is the root of all evil? Or, I'm sorry, the love of money is the root of all evil. Not money itself, but the love of money is the root of all evil. Or have we realized that money is simply a tool that helps us get things, and that really what's important are our friends and family? And if you want to understand this best, start where I started this sermon. Imagine that you are going to die in a week. Because you never know when you might pass away. You never know when you're going to leave this earth. And in the meantime, what are we saying is important? How are we living our lives? Above all, I want you to listen to God, because God is the one who has the words of eternal life. So that if your future ends a week from now, or if your future ends 70 years from now, you listen to God's words of love for you. So that you know that in your baptism you were claimed, and that in that God promised to be with you always, and that on the day of your death God will be there, whispering the words of eternal life into your ear, so that you know no matter what, you are God's beloved child, that you have a place in heaven, and that God will bring you there to be with Him, and that nothing can separate you from His love. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds on Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. And we stand and sing our hymn of the day. Confess our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed, which we can find in our bulletins on our screens. The whole church, let us confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day He rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. And we sing our sending hymn.